Well, to other news, and a heat wave is moving across Southeast Asia, pushing temperatures to record levels. In India, at least 11 people died of heat stroke this week. Schools and colleges in some provinces have been closed. Well, Bangladesh is seeing its highest temperatures in almost 60 years, and seasonal rains have so far failed to appear. Regions across China are reporting record April highs and many wildfires, with the hottest months of the year still to come. In Thailand, the mercury surpassed 45 degrees Celsius for the first time ever on Friday. Climate experts there warn the extreme heat and drought may last for months. Well, we're going to go to Tanvir Chowdhury, who is coming to us from the Bangladesh capital of Dhaka. And is there any respite at all there at this point in time, Tanvir?
Well, no respite, really. There's no rain. The monsoon season officially started in the middle of this month, April, and there's no sight of rain except a little bit of rain in the northeast of the country. Other than that, it's been dry heat wave all across the country for the last 2 weeks. Temperature rising, as you just mentioned, over 40 degrees in some parts of the country. The capital city itself experienced 41.1 on last Sunday, which was one of the highest since almost 60 years now. This is a month of Ramadan. In a Muslim-majority country, most people are fasting from dusk to dawn, and it's become very challenging, particularly for the working people, those working as rickshaw puller, day laborers, and in the industries, also people living in the slum with tin roofs. A lot of internal migration due to the impact of climate. People from coastal areas migrate to the urban areas. That's a major challenge in the urban city like Dhaka, which has grown since 1980s, used to be 17% greeneries. Now it has barely 2% greeneries in the city. A lot of it is man-made intervention. A lot of the canals and the wetlands are grabbed by land grabbers. Four rivers surrounding the city are narrowed. They're also grabbed by land grabbers, making the climate much more eventful because of this, and heavy traffic, concrete building and radiate heats, making it extremely difficult. Now, because of the monsoon, people would normally get respite during this time, but we haven't seen that. The farmers are worried because there's no rain. It could threaten their agriculture production. The government said that by 2040, the total working hours could be lost as much as 5%, cutting into 4.9% of the GDP. So it does recognize the heat stress is a major challenge, particularly in the urban areas. Almost majority of the people by 2050 would be living in cities across in Bangladesh. So the climate change does have an impact. We have seen that in recent years, heavy cyclones and frequent flood in the country. So much challenge ahead for the country to deal with climate impacts.
OK, thank you so much, Tanvir. That's Tanvir Chowdhury for us in the Bangladesh capital, Dhaka. Well, for more on the Asia heatwave, let's bring in Al Jazeera meteorologist Rob McElwee. Now, Rob, is the worst over or are things just heating up?
I think you've got an idea from Tanvir. It's going to get worse in some places, but Asia's a big place. I mean, we expected the pre-monsoon heat in India anyway. In fact, India and Pakistan will see temperatures rise, but not as fiercely this year as they did last year. Bangladesh was the surprise in that it hit 40 degrees for the first time in about 58 years, 40.6, in fact. And you don't expect any relief from the rain just yet, but wait till May. We'll have a look at that in just a second. But the real heat actually has been around for a bit longer and a bit further east in, for example, Takin, Thailand. Either Friday or on Saturday, I think it's probably been Saturday, 45.4, first time it's ever been recorded in the country. And it's not just Thailand, it's true in Myanmar as well. It's also been reported this morning, as of yesterday, that Laos has reported its highest ever temperature, 42.7, an all-time national record. So this part of Asia has been extremely hot, and that's spread across into China. Now, last year, China had virtually no significant rain, so there's a drought problem. However, that drought problem may be relieved in places, but given that you see the cloud is to the east and this is flooding as a result in Fujian, that rain is not falling where the heat has been, which has basically been around Yunnan. We've seen big fires as a result of that. But the rain has started, and if I bring you back to finish off now towards Bangladesh, the forecast is to see a few more showers build in the sky. And I have to say, Tom, in May you get huge thunderstorms in Bangladesh, so it will be cooler, but they're dangerous thunderstorms.
Of course. Thank you so much. Thanks, Rob.